Everybody has the question on their mind, what can we do? What has not been done yet? What does the Torah say we should be doing at such a time? In 1942, during the time of World War II, a pandemic of a different sort, the previous Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, proposed that Klal Yisrael should unite by joining together in learning Mishnayos Baal Peh. He said at the time that the ear was polluted, there's physical pollution and there's spiritual pollution, and pollution is dangerous, and we need to purify the ear, beruchnis, in a spiritual way. And doing this will create a shmir klalus and a shmir protes, a general protection and individual protection for every individual. He said this is not only a matter of Avos Yisrael, this is Hatzolas Yisrael. If we're wishing to save the Jewish people, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And he proposed a plan where the entire Mishnayos will be divided through a girdle, through a raffle, amongst those who sign up. And every individual will review the Mishnayos that is assigned to him, one Mishnah a week or whatever it is. And he will say the Mishnah when he's out in the street, not in the shul, in the street. We will really need it. During this time, when there's an infectious disease, which is creating such havoc, to put it mildly, in our communities, a number of people have put their minds to it and said, where do we find a Torah concept which is close to what we're talking about right now? And this really fits the bill. The Rebbe wrote at length about this idea, how the ear is necessary for breathing, and how that affects a person's lungs and the way a person functions. Rishonim tell us that infectious diseases go through ipusha aver, the fact that the ear is somewhat polluted, it goes through the ear. When we talk about disinfecting, we talk about air purifiers and air filtering and cleaning out the particles that are there. And even though begashmi, some air purifiers are not sufficient because this virus is so small and so tiny and the filter is not big enough, or not small enough, I should say, but the ruchni is the power of Mishnah, oisis neshama, neshama, oisis neshima. It helps breathing, it helps, it creates such a shmira, tremendous shmira. There's a number of askanim, energetic individuals who got together and put together a system to purify the ear, and we urge every individual that can get involved themselves, get others to be involved, and sign up to this great program, which hopefully will bring about a tremendous shmira and a tremendous hatzalah, a hatzalah for the yachid, for individual, and hatzalah for the klal, for Klal Yisrael, until we come to the time where Ein HaGolius Miskanshes Ela B'Zchus HaMishnayos, Mishnayos brings about Geula. We're told that the very first Sefer that was written is Sefer HaMishnah, and with this Sefer we'll go across to Mashiach Tzidkenu now.